The Appalachian Regional Commission has awarded a major grant to what it calls an innovative pilot program for a region hit hard by the addiction crisis. The goal is to help people struggling with addiction get on the road to treatment, recovery, and ultimately employment. Aaron Payne has more.
People with substance use disorders can have trouble getting to addiction treatment, long-term recovery programs, and job opportunities if they don't have access to reliable transportation, especially in rural areas. The Appalachian Regional Commission awarded a grant of more than $215,000 to a pilot program in Huntington, West Virginia, to connect these people with rides to important appointments. The Appalachian Transportation Institute at Marshall University and the Community Transportation Association of America will work with key partners to implement the program. It involves training local treatment specialists to schedule rides for patients with volunteer drivers and the rideshare company Lyft. ARC Federal Co-Chair Tim Thomas says the data gathered during the pilot could help develop more programs across Appalachia.
We want to see what works, what subject set of individuals seem to be the ones that most benefit from this type of service, what aspects of the service don't turn out to be as productive.
Thomas says reliable transportation was one of the largest concerns people shared with the ARC during a recent substance use listening tour across Appalachia. Most of the ARC's grant will be used to subsidize rides. The pilot program is scheduled to begin sometime later this year and last 12 months. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.